Hello, Santi. Hi.
Hello.
Hi,
Yes.
Santi. My name is Nadine
How
Medina. How are you?
are
Are
you?
you cu- I'm good. Are you cutting a tree right now?
Yeah, I'm kind
Ay,
of busy right
ay,
now.
ay. Okay, well, be careful, okay? My name is Nadine Medina. I know you were speaking with CJ, my representative. We wanted to speak with you about marketing your company on the first page of Google.
Right.
So,
What exactly? What's the name of your company?
local, LOCAL, and then splash, like a splash of water.
Okay,
So,
Local Splash.
yes, we're actually based out of Fountain Valley, California.
California.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're reaching all the way to New York?
Well, yeah, because the position that's available for the tree service is in New York. We work with many businesses throughout the United States. So being a Google channel partner, when a position opens up, they're in the local map section of Google, we're given a list of businesses that pre-qualify for the position. And so the job of my representatives, like CJ, their job is to call off of that list to find us a company that qualifies for the position and to close it out.
How do you qualify for the position?
So what qualifies you to be on the list is because you have some online presence. You're not just on the first page of Google. So you have to have some online presence. You got to be able to provide a quality service, but most importantly, you got to be able to take on more new customers. In fact, you know what I did find, Santi, and I don't know if you did this on your own, right? But I actually found when I searched up your company name, I see that there's a Google business profile, right? And you got like
Right.
8 reviews on there. I think you're a 4.5. Excellent job on that. And then I saw that there's a
Right.
website. It's
Yes.
santitreeservice.net. The only thing is, I
Yes.
noticed your website's not attached to your Google business profile. I don't know if you knew that or not.
It should
Yeah,
be.
it should be, right? But it's not. It's not attached. I found it actually as a standalone, not because I saw it listed on your
Gotcha.
listing. Okay? And then it looks like also I've seen, I think there's a Yelp listing that came up too. So
Yep, I'm on
again,
Yelp, I'm on Bird Eye, Google Reviews. I don't
yeah,
know if you're familiar with Bird Eye.
I am. I'm very familiar with them. So with everything that I'm seeing, right, I think we can both agree that you provide a quality service. I mean, at the very least, you and I agree on that, right?
Right.
And that's what we're looking for. So once we start working with you on the first page of Google, what we do is we close out the categories. So that means that we don't turn around and then sign up one of your competitors. You know where else you came up to that I just saw? It's right underneath your Yelp listing. There's Home Advisor. Well, they call it now Angie's
Yeah,
List. Okay.
I'm on Home Advisor too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you got like 6 five-star reviews on there. So great job. I love your logo with the American flag. Looks great.
Thank you.
So I guess my question for you, because of course I want to respect your time. Are you already working with someone who's managing your Google business profile, or did you do that yourself?
I did it myself.
Great job. That's the first step.
Thank you.
So good job on that.
Yeah.
What is a goal, if I could ask you, that you have set for yourself this new year that you're trying to achieve? I mean, I know we're already in March, right? But is there anything, you're trying to achieve in this new year for your business or a personal goal?
No, just because trying to get more clientele, building clientele every year.
Okay, to build your clientele base. Okay, perfect. So Santi, with the marketing that you're doing now, right? Like the Yelp, the Angie's, what is being the most successful for you? Like what's giving you the best results with the marketing that you're doing now?
honestly, all my previous customers. I have a lot of previous customers for last year. About 90% of my business was from my previous customers and recommendations from my previous customers, honestly.
Okay. A lot of word of mouth.
And seeing my reviews online.
Beautiful. Well, that says a lot about your company. Now, was there something specific that you would say you were trying to achieve when you signed up with Angie? Were you trying to, like, generate...
Well, when I signed up for Angie's, I went down to Florida after the hurricane for the hurricane relief.
Uh-huh.
I signed up for Angie's then, but I wasn't really successful using Angie's because I was stuck with a lot of false leads.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was like, so I cut Angie's book out.
Oh, so you're not using them anymore.
They gave me a lot of false leads. No, I stopped using them because of that after Florida.
Okay. How far would you say, are you staying within a 50-mile radius? Is that how far you're really, like, targeting for a new customer? From Allenville, I would say.
Yeah, about 50 to 60-mile radius from Allenville.
Okay. And then you use Facebook, too, right? I think is what CJ put in the notes. Okay.
Yep.
So... there's a particular program that I'm looking at that I wanted to see if it would be a good fit for you. So there's going to be some questions that I'm going to ask you, but please do not get offended by these questions because the requirements for this specific program that Google offers, okay? You might have heard of it. It's called Google Verified, formerly known as Google Guaranteed Local Service Ads.
Well, I bet. You talking about as in verified through Google?
No, not the Google Business Profile. The Google is called Google. It used to be called Google Guaranteed Local Service Ads.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Okay. What it is Google's pay per lead program where the lead is gonna. Hello.